Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today. That coffee tastes so good. I hope you've got a good cup of coffee today. I am running out of my particular brand that I'm on right now. I always get an 80-count box for my Keurig. And my next box that is in line to be consumed is one that I think it's like Patriot Coffee or, you know, some sort of veteran-owned coffee company. And they had it on sale down at Rural King. And it was like, okay, it's worth a shot. And it's supposed to be like 1.5 or 2 times the caffeine, which I really don't need. But, you know, sometimes you got to try something on the wild side. Anyway, glad that you are here. It has been a while. I didn't realize it'd been so long since I had recorded a podcast. It was like on the 30th of November, and here we are. It's the 12th of December, and I think it's simply because December is turning into a busy month for us. I had some unsuccessful deer hunting the first weekend, and we have done our best to take advantage of every spare moment because it's been so mild for the most part to get firewood split and stacked and the last winter prep stuff for the animals, getting that in place. Then we took a trip and this past weekend, which I'm going to talk about today, and then we have one coming up this coming weekend, and then it's like Christmas. So I hope you guys have all your Christmas shopping done. I still have a little bit to get done, but nearly all of it is in place thanks to my wonderful wife. Isn't that kind of how it works a lot of times? Anyway, but this past weekend, we took a 4-day trip with my cousins, Brad and Dana, and my wife and I joined them, and we went to Branson, Missouri, and had a blast. And I know some of you out there, you've been to Branson, you know, different times. The last time we were there, it was 5 years ago, this coming January, and we went there to pick up our dog, Roscoe. He's one of our Great Pyrenees guard dogs, and he was a little pup that was born in northern Arkansas, and we met the owners there in Branson to pick it up. And I've got a fraternity brother who lives there who's worked as a musician in different Branson shows. And so we visited him. We had a really nice dinner at Top of the Rock. And then that was basically all we did, because when January rolls around and February rolls around, Branson just shuts down. I think there was only one show that was performing, and we really didn't have any interest. And the town was a little run down. They had several theaters close just because the generation that made Branson what it was getting too old to travel. And the newer generation had not really found it yet. But going there this time in December as opposed to January, I would say a new generation has found Branson. So that was kind of neat. But this time it was different. And I don't know if any of you have, if you've never been to Branson, I would say go check it out. Do a little investigating online so that you're not overwhelmed whenever you get there. Go there not during January and February. It seems to start opening up again in March is what I'm hearing. But we had a blast. And pardon me, I've been up a little bit early. But the... Yeah, my cousins, they kind of planned out everything for us. So that was just kind of a gift in and of itself. And I'll just share with you some of the things we did because, again, this is not a commercial where I'm getting any money, but it was a fun trip. And sometimes you just got to go do some fun things. And it was a 4-day weekend. We had our wonderful neighbor, Nola, help us with one of the feedings. Then we had another friend of the family, Maddie, who took care of the rest of the feedings and stuff. So we were able to leave our animals in good hands, and that was just wonderful there. But anyway, when we got down there, we got settled into our little condo kind of thing, and we went up to Top of the Rock. Now, how many of you have heard of Bass Pro Shop? Well, probably everybody has. It's very popular, and was started and is owned by a guy by the name of Johnny Morris. And he actually started Bass Pro Shop as a small display in the very back of his dad's liquor store. And from there, it grew into a monstrosity where he bought, who did they buy out? Cabela's. They bought out Cabela's, so that's now part of their empire. And Johnny just has a lot of money. And he's done some neat things with it. But the one I want to just kind of focus on is what's called Top of the Rock. And it is, they label it an Ozark Heritage Preserve. And it is right on the shore of Table Rock Lake, which, you know, when I was a little kid, that and Silver Dollar City was about the only thing to do in Branson. It was just a sleepy little town. But he purchased up this land, and he has put some very expensive restaurants on it. He has an Arnold Palmer golf course that, you know, he collaborated with him to design that. But when we were there 5 years ago, we ate at one of the restaurants, which was just incredible. The view, we just got there just right at sunset, and it was beautiful as well in the golf course. And then they were doing, they were putting in, as I was told the story, a new parking area. And as they were fixing the foundation for it, they discovered a cave. And they were, you know, excavating out, you know, where that was to see exactly what was taking place. Well, 5 years later, they have uncovered they basically had to move the entire golf course because they have uncovered this, what they're calling the Lost Cavern. It's just incredible. There was these intricate, deep, narrow caverns, or canyons is what I mean to call it, you know, small canyons, but you have to Google Earth it and see for yourself what it's looking like. But they have moved mountains worth of fill that had filled in these stone canyons. And so that's one project they're working on. The other was they took some that was already exposed and the cave portion. It's not a huge cave that you see, but they turned it into this amazing golf cart nature trail. And that was the first thing we did after we got checked in. We went up there, had reservations. You get your golf cart, and it has sound and everything set up with it, and vocals that come on at different portions to tell stories or point out certain things. But the whole trail is laid out with the most amazing light shows. moving lights, like Christmas lights, but it's more than just Christmas. It's more about nature. And the vocal on that comes across the speakers in your golf cart tells the story of what's taking place or what has taken place, in this part of the Ozarks and in different Native American stories. And it was more than an hour long golf cart ride, and very popular, very, very popular. It was just fascinating. And so that was our first evening stuff. And then with the ticket, we went back the next morning and we were able to go through his museum on the Ozarks. But it was more than just that. It is a humongous Native American museum. And then it also includes, in recent years, some different historical things. Recent meaning the past 150 years, 200 years. But there's like 75,000 artifacts that you get to see. They're not just all in storage and you see a few. It was over an hour walking through, and if you stopped and looked at everything and read every little title card thing, you'd be there for an entire day. But it was just all the different stone artifacts and then clothing artifacts from different Indian tribes that have been in private collections, and he's purchased them and added them to this just amazing collection. I mean, I'm having trouble finding the words to describe it because it's just so massive, but just wonderful. And it's there on top of the rock. So we did that in the morning that would have been on Friday. And then we, in the afternoon, we had tickets to see the musical theater presentation of Queen Esther, the story of Esther in the Bible. And it is conducted by Sight and Sound Entertainment. It was huge. It was amazing. It was overwhelmingly beautiful. I've been to Broadway musicals. I've been to different ones in, other stages around. I have my favorites. This theater holds, I think I heard someone say it held about 2,000 people. They're sold out every night. They do two or three shows a day. They're getting a lot of people coming to see the show. The stage, I'm trying to see here. I've got the program in front of me. The set is over 11,000 square feet, and the stage, I think I saw something like 300 feet. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that one. But the stage, you've got this really wide stage. And initially, it doesn't look like it's that big. Then they just keep revealing curtains that you didn't realize were curtains. This real wide stage. And then the sidewalls were curtains. And they opened those up. And this thing, you have to turn from where we were sitting. And we did have good seats. We weren't way up high. We were actually down low, not too many rows back from the stage. I mean, probably 15 rows or something. And you had to turn your head back to see the back part of the stage that wraps around you. Probably like if a circle is 360 degrees, it was maybe 300 degrees of that is stage. And the sets, how they move, and rotate and change in order to show the outside of the city buildings to the inside, and the animals that they have that are coming across, the live animals. They have horses, they have camels, they have llamas. They have birds flying at different times. They have a mechanical elephant, which was pretty lifelike. Whenever it came out, it's like, holy cow, is that a real elephant? No, they would have been probably too heavy for this stage. And then you could see some of the subtleties, and it's like, ah, nope, animatronic. But they use the center aisle going through the audience for a lot of several parts of the show, and actually have the horse come down the center aisle. It was just amazing. So this run of it ends on the 30th of this month, December 2023. But from what I was seeing later, it's going to open up again in like March and run for, you know, the summer and into the fall. And then they'll shut down this show, and then they're going to start another one for the next year's Christmas season. If you can go this month, go. You will be blown away by this. If you can't make it this month, by golly, do what you can to go see Queen Esther, in the spring and summer, early fall. Get your tickets. It's just amazing. So we saw that, and then had dinner. And the next day we wandered around, kind of downtown, just did some sightseeing, some touristy shops. There's an old style five and dime store there. We went there. It was incredibly jam packed with everybody in the sun wanting to be there. But we, it's neat because you've got the old section of town, and then you've got where they expanded out on the highways with the theaters, with, they've got a Titanic, one of the big Titanic, ship, you know, exhibits. They have, I forget the name of the, I've never been in one of these. They've got one down at Pigeon Forge, but if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's this great big building that's upside down. And apparently, I've never been in one, but it's got all kinds of oddity type stuff, or I don't know. But you know, it's pretty popular thing. They did have a small Ripley's, believe it or not. Didn't stop there. Didn't really stop at those kind of places. Been to many kinds like that over the years, and we were just enjoying, you know, the sights around. And then we took off for a little town. It was about an hour drive, and it is Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and it's a town that, like many towns, they had mineral spring water. And in the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s, it was very, very popular to go to these locations and drink the water and bathe in the water for its, you know, curative properties. And of course, you know, promoting that it cures everything. You know, anything that ails you, this will cure it. And you look over in Indiana, you had French Lick, Indiana, is one of those kind of places. They built these magnificent hotels. In rural Illinois, not far from us, is a little town called Sailor Springs. It's, I don't know, 50 people, 100 people now. But they had mineral springs. They had a four-story hotel. They had their heyday in the 1880s, and then when the fad died off, there wasn't anything else really to bring people there, and the town really just died. They've tried to revive it some, but it died. Well, that's kind of the story of Eureka Springs. It became a boom town because of it, and they've got a hotel right by one of the main springs that is 9 stories high, and the town is on hills and hollers. And so your streets, they curve around the hills. They, you know, you come to a fork in the road, and one road goes up really steep, the other road goes down really steep. And the town was in decline until the 1970s, and one of the shopkeepers said, that's when the hippies came. And the rent was cheap, and they set up little shops in the vacant storefronts, and it's turned back into a bit of a boom town. They have, in the old parts of town, which is where we spend our time, you've got all these unique little boutiques, from, you know, game stores to little bakeries to restaurants to bars to clothing stores to craft stores to artisans. You name it, it's there in these little type of boutique shops. And they had, the reason we went there was they have it one night a year, they had live window displays where people from the shops were doing something in the windows. Now, there was at one shop, there was this girl dressed as a ballerina, and when you went in front, she got down off her stool and she did ballerina turns, and she was just adorable. She was just cute. She was like 9-10 years old. There was one place where there was a Justice of the Peace, and they had a big sign out front saying, get married here. And they had a gal in the window who was like the ice queen, and just this, you know, beautiful dress, headset, all this kind of, you know, display. And she waved to you as you walked by. There was a Grinch that was walking around with the attitude of Jim Carrey's Grinch. There was another one in a window. There was this lady laying down in the window with her little puppy dog and just petting her dog. There was, from the movie Elf, you had Buddy and his girlfriend sitting at a table in their elf costumes with a plate of spaghetti and syrup that they, you know, were pretending to pour on it and eating it. And they were just cute and adorable. There was one window where there was three people dressed up as cats, and they were playing in this, they set up the window front of the store like it was a house, and they were romping around as cats, and they even had a Christmas tree with decorations on it, and they jump on the tree trying to climb up, and it falls down, and then they close the curtains, set up the room again, opened up the curtains, and then start playing again. It was just an absolute hoot. And they have like a little park area where the spring is, and right along a cliff face. And they've got a big Christmas tree there lit up. And they had Santa there for a while. And then they had some people dressed in 1800s clothes that were doing Christmas caroling, and they were going around up and down the streets doing caroling. And then there was a group of a dozen or more people that had these bizarre orange curly-headed short, you know, cut wigs, and they were wearing these big, I always called them muumuu dresses. And they're all dressed the same, and most of them are guys, and there's some gals, and trying to figure it out. And I'm, you know, we asked somebody there, is like, what's going on here? And it's an annual Mrs. Roper bar crawl. So those of you who remember the TV show Three's Company, you had Mrs. Roper. And she had the short, curly, orange hair, and she always wore one of these like muumuu type dress things. Well, that's what they do. They dress up as her, and they go from bar to bar to bar. Oh, it was a hoot. Everybody was so friendly. The waiters or the waitresses that we, you know, encountered, the store owners would be glad to talk with you and tell a little bit of their history. And that's where I learned a little bit more of the history of the town. It was just a delight. And we found a little bar to to eat in, and the meal was great. They've got an Indian restaurant people really recommended, but it was just, you know, because it was that special evening, you know, here it was dark, but the place was well lit and lots of Christmas decorations. It was just a lot of fun. So that's where I've been. And you know what? We didn't have to travel out of the country. We didn't have to break the bank. Yes, some of those things, you know, did have a, you know, significant price tag. But you know what? It was a fantastic trip. And going with my cousins, Brad and Dana, just it was a really fun time. The wife and I really enjoyed it and thanked them so much for inviting us along on such a trip. So if you haven't been to Branson or haven't been there in a while, go check it out. See what's playing yet this year. If you can go, otherwise, make a plan for next year. And if you have a wild hair, look up Eureka Springs in the old district, the old part of the town, and look at some of the pictures. See if there's any special event things going on, and go have fun. Now this weekend we're going to have some more fun. I'll tell you about that afterwards. Anyway, enjoy. I hope you get all your Christmas shopping done, and that you got plans. And also to remember, you know, Christmas is about Christ. It's about remembering the birth of Jesus and everything he did for you and I, and what he continues to do for you and I. So, with that said, I've got to get out early this morning. It is what? It is. Oh, it's almost 6 o'clock this morning. I have a broken water pump for the farm. I've got to get it. I worked all day yesterday on it and made no headway. I determined the pump was bad. So, I have to get that going. So, you have a great one. We'll talk to you all later. Enjoy your coffee. Bye-bye.